Oh, you gotta get to the horn hook. Oh, that's the good stuff. All right. Everybody loves Sanford and Son. Wonder if we're even allowed to watch it anymore these days. You know what I mean? Everything's verboten. But the reason we play that, of course, is to bring on the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. That is Bruce Woody. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, great to have you. So we have lots of stuff that we can talk about, but the primary reason that I wanted to have you on this morning is so that we could talk a little bit about this water tower on I-110, the one that's undergoing the repainting. Used to have on the south side the Blue Angel Hornet and also the Blue Angels Classic, and then on the north side used to have the Wings of Gold and the Cradle of Naval Aviation. Of course, we kind of raised a bit of a concern about how we want to keep that if possible. You guys quickly reacted to that news, and you guys have been talking amongst yourselves about this. What do you have to tell folks? Where are we at?
Yeah, there was a great opportunity for the general public to provide their feedback and join in the discussion on Tuesday, March 16th at 3 p.m. at the administration headquarters for the ECUA, which is at 9255 Sturtevant Street. We will have a citizens advisory committee meeting, and one of the first items on the agenda for that date is to discuss the proposed graphics for that water tower.
Outstanding.
We'll have a few ideas to pitch to the board and the CAC, largely based on feedback we've already received. Some of those you've received through your own advertising as well, and I think there's ought to be some good ideas to come out of that.
So this is the Ellison Field headquarters, by the way, if you folks are not familiar with it, but that's coming up on March 16th. So there's going to be citizen input. You guys are going to talk about possible alternate designs. We're in a bit of a time window here where the work that's being done on that water tower, they've got it, as I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, they've got it basically stripped, and they're going to have it primed here pretty shortly, and they're working on the inside refurbishments all over that tank. But in order to avoid having to extend the term of the contract or to hire expensive graphics teams or any of that kind of stuff, we really need to pick something that's probably fairly simple and that we can decide on pretty quickly. Is that right?
That certainly does help keep the cost down. We have a original scope of work planned and bid for by the contractor, and as long as we keep the graphics relatively straightforward and that we don't have difficult color combinations, et cetera, then we don't believe there to be a tremendous difficulty. But we certainly want to do it if we can while the facility is still draped, in order to save costs for mobilization or having to drape it again.
So assuming that we can do it within the current cost structure, which is ideal, we're not going to cost ratepayers any money, how is this process going to work? I mean, are you guys going to have like a, I don't know, like a web portal or an email? If people have ideas that they want to submit, even a sketch or a drawing, because, you know, look, for me personally, I have the mic. I'll say, tell you what my personal opinion is. I really want to keep what was on the north side, you know, the Wings of Gold and the Cradle of Naval Aviation. I'd love to keep a picture of the Hornet on the south side. Obviously, nobody cares. We're not keeping the Blue Angels Classic, obviously. Home of the Blues would be great. But, you know, is there a way for people to submit suggestions and ideas apart from the Citizens Advisory Committee on the 16th?
There certainly is. You can either attend that meeting if you are able, or we would certainly accept and welcome emails to our public information officer by way of our website. So you can attach graphics there if you have particular ideas, or describe in text what you might have in terms of ideas. Meanwhile, we have been coming up with a few ideas to kind of prime the pump, and we'll have a few proposed graphics as well.
Oh, okay.
Even at that meeting.
And by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just for people who might be brand new to the story, the original plan that you guys had gone with was to go with something that was just the three sides, the ECUA logo. So that's what the plan had been, and that's why we started talking about this. But I kind of interrupted you with just the background there. Go ahead, Bruce. You were saying?
So some ideas that we've already proffered in putting together some graphics just for the purpose of discussion is a simple welcome to Pensacola for those folks who are visiting our community. They've come off of I-10. They're southbound on 110. They get their first beautiful view of the bay and the Gulf of Mexico. There's a prominent water tank. It'd be an opportunity for the community as a whole to welcome those visitors. I've even talked with Mayor Grover Robinson about the prospect of having the word Pensacola perhaps in the city's logo with the block letters in the blue and teal coloring might be an option to consider. Certainly we wanted to celebrate the Blue Angels. I've had some conversations already with Commander Todd Royal and Joel Bouvet, their attorney, and they're getting some very favorable responses to the notion of having a home of the Blue Angels emblem being considered as well.
Oh, nice.
Including a graphic of their new Super Hornet that they're will be flying.
Well, that's great. Well, and that had been, I know, one of the concerns is, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that these, you know, most images and phrases are owned by entities, and certainly the Navy is no exemption to that. So, you know, making sure that they're on board with something, which I figured they would be, but there's always, when it's the military, there can be a bit of a process. Well, that's really good. And, you know, take this the right way, but... So obviously, in my opinion, I would love to just keep what I would always love to keep what was there because we love that. But at the same time, in my opinion, if we just... Anything is better than, take this the right way, three ECUA logos. You know, anything will be better than that. And I was really appreciative that you guys saw the public response in our coverage, and you responded very quickly. I assume the board is, you haven't had an official meeting yet, but I assume in your conversations with the board, they're all willing to do something different. Is that right?
Yes, there is some uniform support in my private discussions with them individually.
Outstanding. Well, that's great. So go on either ECUA's website and email in or show up at the Citizens Advisory Committee with your suggestions. And I guess that will give us enough time to make a decision and then be able to avoid cost to put something on. Is that basically right? If we do it that quickly, then we're going to be good?
That's the hope and goal, yes.
Outstanding. One of the big news items in the last week, in my opinion anyway, is the transfer of ownership of the water and sewer system for Inverarity Island from Gulf Breeze over and back to you guys, right?
That is correct.
How's it going? I mean, did it go smoothly, I hope?
It is going smoothly in terms of the infrastructure. The project originally, of course, was constructed by a developer, and the standards do not meet the Florida Department of Environmental Protection nor the ECUA. So it was important that citizens be provided the same level of service and reliability that the rest of the community has. So it was important to upgrade and meet those standards of today to both protect them and protect the environment.
Yeah.
So we're welcome to work with the county and provide a better infrastructure.
And it's a horrible situation for those folks. I have a ton of empathy for them. And they're not unique. You know, there are other private entities that, for some reason, you know, they did sewer and water, and that might be fine for a while, but eventually, you're gonna have issues with that. One of the other things that's been going on, you guys are still collecting cans in Santa Rosa for recycling. Is that right? Or have you finished collecting all the cans?
As of December 31st, we completed providing weekly service in Santa Rosa County.
Right.
It took about a 3.5-4 week period of time to collect all the cans. That is now done and complete.
Okay.
And we're actually distributing a fair number of those cans in the northern part of Escambia County,
awesome.
Placing some old blue cans that have been around for a number of years.
All right. Well, that's fantastic news. I think I know the answer, but I always like to check with the expert. The materials recycling facility, the MRF in Beulah, heavily damaged during Sally. I believe it's back up and operational and fully restored, but you tell me if that's not the case.
Yes, actually, it was up and running within 3.5 weeks of the original damage. I really like to praise Randy Redd and his staff who turned that facility around very quickly in order to continue that important service.
And Where are we at in terms of the profitability? Because the original goal of the MRF was we're going to put all this money into it, but because recycling is such a hot market, we're going to be able to avoid landfill space, but also make money essentially by both selling of the recycling service to municipalities and also by selling of the materials post-processing. Where are we at financially on the MRF today?
Yeah, nationwide, recycling is a challenge. Commodity markets and recycling vary quite a bit, are easily influenced. It is largely a break-even proposition. There's months where we are making money and months that we aren't quite. Overall, it is positive, but not significantly. So it does stand alone and support itself, but it isn't a big money maker at all. But it is environmentally the right thing to do. It keeps waste out of landfill, and it's an important service for our community.
Very good. Anything else that you want our listeners to know this morning, Bruce?
I just appreciate the support of our community in general. Please show up for the 16th or send us an email if you have an opinion about graphics. We look forward to using this painting of this East Tank as an opportunity to support our community.
Outstanding. J. Bruce Woody, he is the Executive Director for ECUA. Congratulations on just getting close to finishing up your first year here. Bruce, we know it's a challenging job, and we appreciate the work. And nobody probably ever says it much, but I like having running water, and I like functioning sewer, and I like having my garbage picked up. And by the way, one of your guys recently did an outstanding job of making sure our bins were empty when they picked it up because it was really full and they dumped it like four times just to make sure they got it all. So your folks, from my opinion, are doing a great job. And I very much appreciate the service that you guys provide. Thanks for the time this morning.
Well, thank you, Andrew.